Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mona Montgomery with this evening's edition of The Hola Hoax. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is still in the news. He was removed from office, although duly elected by the people of his community, by a panel of appointed judges. The federal judge in Alabama took an oath on a Bible to abide by the laws of the land, and the implication of that oath on the Bible was a correct assumption that our laws are based on the laws in the Bible. That does not mean that we go around stoning women for having sex with men. It means that our laws have evolved from the laws of the Bible, but we still have reverence for the laws in the Bible, and we should recognize the laws in the Bible, especially the Ten Commandments, which are good laws. Laws we all agree to. Laws that are honored by the Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians. So this judge in Alabama, by refusing to obey this court order, was obeying what he believed was the true law of the land, the law of the Ten Commandments as they are reflected in our laws, the laws of Alabama and the federal laws of this nation. We have traditionally honored the Ten Commandments, and we are traditionally a white Christian country that celebrates Christmas and Easter. And there's no reason for us not to be a white Christian country. Our forefathers were white Christians. They believed in the principles that Jesus taught, principles of tolerance, principles of being kind not only to your friend, but being fair to your enemy as well. That's why our forefathers, who were white Christians, invited people of all nations, all colors, and all religions to be invited into this country as guests, not as rulers. If people come into this country under the at the invitation of their white Christian majority, they have an obligation to honor the house in which they're invited. Furthermore, this Alabama judge was voted in by the people of his city. So by removing him from office, this Supreme Court in Alabama not only inflicted this atheistic religion, this New Age religion, this new established religion of multiculturalism on the people of Alabama without their consent, but they also deprived the people of Alabama of their choice of a judge who was duly voted in by the people. The federal judge in Alabama took an oath on a Bible to abide by the laws of the land, and the implication of that oath on the Bible was a correct assumption that our laws are based on the laws in the Bible. That does not mean that we go around stoning women for having sex with men. It means that our laws have evolved from the laws of the Bible, but we still have reverence for the laws in the Bible, and we should recognize the laws in the Bible, especially the Ten Commandments, which are good laws, laws we all agree to, laws that are honored by the Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians. So this judge in Alabama, by refusing to obey this court order, was obeying what he believed was the true law of the land, the law of the Ten Commandments as they are reflected in our laws, the laws of Alabama and the federal laws of this nation. We have traditionally honored the Ten Commandments, and we are traditionally a white Christian country that celebrates Christmas and Easter. And there's no reason for us not to be a white Christian country. Our forefathers were white Christians. They believed in the principles that Jesus taught, principles of tolerance, principles of being kind not only to your friend, but being fair to your enemy as well. That's why our forefathers, who were white Christians, invited people of all nations, all colors, and all religions to be invited into this country as guests, not as rulers. If people come into this country under the at the invitation of their white Christian majority, they have an obligation to honor the house in which they're invited. Furthermore, this Alabama judge was voted in by the people of his city. So by removing him from office, this Supreme Court in Alabama not only inflicted this atheistic religion, this New Age religion, this new established religion of multiculturalism on the people of Alabama without their consent, but they also deprived the people of Alabama of their choice of a judge who was duly voted in by the people. Revelator the Oracle is one of my favorite chatters. He says it like nobody else does, that the Jew and the American are getting a divorce. Listen to Revelator the Oracle when he explains how the Jew has completely perverted American standards and values to the point where we care more about the life of a cat than we do a beautiful white baby about to be born. Isn't this true? No white baby, a healthy, beautiful, bouncing white baby, should be aborted. Never! The white race should support its own white babies. Let the blacks and the browns get aborted. But the white race has to come together as a race to protect its babies. That's why I suggest that white families reach out and make sure that there are no white babies being aborted that might be adopted, because these sweet children can only be brought up by white parents. But I digress. You have to listen to Revelator the Oracle explain it to you in his own words. Nobody says it better than Revelator the Oracle when he informs the Jew that the love affair between the Jew and the American is over.
$17,000 reward for killing a cat, and we're going to spend money so that we can suck the brains out of a goddamn child when its head's poking out of a woman's pussy at the ninth month. Are you people that goddamn stupid? Are y'all that fucking stupid? You know why you're going for that? Because the fucking kite Jew motherfucker is telling you that he hung Jesus on the cross, and he wants you on the cross, and the Jew is going to sell you a goddamn SUV, and he's going to sell you late-term abortion. The Jew's going to sell your people the nigger, your women and your daughters. The Jew is going to fucking kill you, and you don't even see it. Because the Christian religion is saying Jesus is the Jews are God's chosen. If you don't get $57 million a day, God's going to cut. Fuck the Jew. You understand me? This shit's getting down to the wire. It's fucking over. We know that if we don't hold on to God, we are fucked. This country is blessed because it's based on our belief in God Almighty. It's based on Christianity and Jesus, and our country is wonderful. And we own the military because our children are in it. You don't think that we can teach our children how to go to the military and kill you, you stupid motherfucker, with our weapons? It's fucking over, you stupid motherfucker. God Almighty is putting the Spirit of God on people like me, and we're gonna fuck. over. Do you understand me? It's over. It's fucking over. This is a war between what is right and what is wrong. And you're robbing goddamn Esau the rightful blessing of Isaac. You kike, Jew bastard. You understand me? I can talk all night. They can kill me. But I'm not the only one that knows the truth. It's over. It's fucking over. We live on this land. It's dirt is ours, you stupid bastard. You think we're going to let you goddamn rule? You think we're going to let you fire the judge that wants the Ten Commandments in his court? You think we're going to let you put the goddamn Hanukkah and the goddamn menorah and everything? You think we're going to let you put the crescent moon and the star and let you put the goddamn menorah in the school and not let the nativity scene be it? Christmas is Christmas, you stupid bastard. C-H-R-I-S-T. Mass. It means the celebration of the birth of Christ. You think we're going to let you put your fucking menorah in our schools and your goddamn crescent moon and star in our schools and outlaw our nativity scene? It's fucking over. Don't you know when it's over? Don't you know when it's over? It's fucking over. It's over. There comes a time when it's fucking over. And let me tell you something. It's fucking over. You understand me? It's fucking over.
I like sugar and I like tea, but I don't like niggers. No, siree. There's two known things that'll make me cute. That's a hog eating sloth in a big black spook. You know it, as I show it. Like a barnyard rooster, I crow it. And the end of a lazy peach. Would sure like to get a hold of a nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue and niggers are black. You know that's true, but they don't mind, cause what the heck? You gotta be black to get a welfare check and I'm broke. No joke, I ain't got a nickel for a coat. And I ain't black, you see. So Uncle Sam won't help poor nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? I'll be in the woods while watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now, so I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know. But I show it, stick your black head out and I blow it. And the end of a lazy pee can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the blackest of them all?
A man named King, it ain't no doubt, and he's causing lots of trouble with his baboon mouth.
He's a doing, it's caused by the trouble he's a brewing, and the end of a lazy pee can't win if a white man's sick with a nigger hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites going to have our day? The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a white, and it's time that I have mine. You know it, as I show it. Take your black head out and I'll blow it. And the end of a lazy pee can't win if a white man stick with a nigger hating me.
Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me.
It's the goddamn Jew kike motherfucker that's injecting the chaos. The fucking Jew, the ones that hung Jesus on the cross. It's the motherfucking kike. It's the goddamn kike that's fucking the country. You know what? But I'm not worried. You know why I'm not worried about the kike fucking up the country? You know why I'm not too worried about the fucking kike fucking everything up? God is on the throne, and he does not like the Jew, and the Jew is fixing to die at the hand of God. Do you hear me? The body of Christ is me and you and the people that love Jesus, and we fucking had it with these kike bastards. Trent Lott, me, you, a bunch of us have had it with these kike bastards. God is on the throne. The Jew is the King Midas, and he's fucked. His day's over. I don't give a shit who's in power, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and evil in high places. I'm telling you right now that it's going to take violence and bloodshed to rid the world of these fucking kikes and these goddamn niggers. You understand me? And Jesus is in charge. God is on the throne, and we are his body, and pretty soon the body of Christ will eliminate the goddamn Jew and the fucking nigger. I'm not into hating. I'm saying that God is in charge, and the Jew...
The Civil War was a mistake. We should never have entered into a war that resulted in the death of 600,000 white Christian American boys over the issue of slavery. The issue of slavery was coming to a close anyway. The Southern states knew its day was done. And that's how it should have been handled. The Southern states should have been allowed to make their own decisions. Had that gone forward, had the Southern states been allowed to determine their own destiny, what would have happened would have been a much better America today. For one thing, the civilization in the South was very refined, very developed, very sophisticated. It was a high culture. It should never have been destroyed. Secondly, the blacks were brought into this country as slaves and should not have been allowed to stay here after they were freed. Even President Lincoln, the so-called champion of the slaves, never intended that they should continue living among white Christians and was trying to arrange for them to be sent back to Liberia. But he was assassinated, and Congress didn't want to spend the money shipping the slaves back, so they just left them to wander around without being taken care of. Had there been no civil war, what would have happened would have been the following. The slave owners would have used up the value of the slaves. They had already developed the cotton gin, and as I said, slavery was no longer economically beneficial. At that point, it would have been the duty of the slave masters to determine the fate of their slaves, and they undoubtedly would have taken on the responsibility of returning them to their homes. That would have been a much better situation for America. The basic principle of white Christians, which is non-negotiable, is that God is love. This is the message that Jesus brought to the Jews to demonstrate to them that their laws that involved animal sacrifice with their history of human sacrifice was not honoring God, but was honoring the devil. That's what Jesus did with his two-edged sword of truth. He cut through the Jewish religion and showed what part of it was true and what part of it was false. Our forefathers accepted that premise, that God is love. And when they made it clear that the state was not going to establish a religion, what they were referring to is, we're not going to have the president say, this is a Catholic country, or this is an Episcopal country, or this is a Protestant country. They were not going to persecute differing sects of Christianity, which had been going on in Europe and possibly other parts of the country since Christ came to this world and told us this shocking revelation, which is that God is love. No Christian has ever disputed the fact that God is love, nor should we as Americans dispute that fact. But it is a very revolutionary proposition, without which our country will fail. We cannot worship a God of hate, or we will lose our civilization. Civilization is based on the understanding that things only work when people are nice to each other. When you start killing each other, your civilization falls and you become a primitive, subhuman civilization. So the premise that God is love is vitally important to the health of our country. Now we're seeing religions come into this country that do not believe that God is love. For example, Santeria and Voodoo have been authorized by a relatively modern Supreme Court as being acceptable religions when they're not. Santeria and voodoo teach that God will give you favors if you will torture animals to please his insatiable lusts. This should not be allowed in this country, and it was never allowed in this country until the 1970s, when a dope-addicted Supreme Court thought, whatever is groovy, you know, everything is beautiful. It's simply not true. Not everything is beautiful. God is love is beautiful. The Ten Commandments are beautiful. Santeria and voodoo are not beautiful. America has to redefine her identity. She has to regain her white Christian traditions. She has to reinstate Christmas and Easter and tell the other people who come to visit us that they will either respect our country or they will not be allowed in. It's not just a matter of religion. It's mostly a matter of tradition. We as a country, established by white people, for white people and their posterity, have the right to be a white people. Just as the Asians have the right to be yellow, the blacks have the right to be blacks, the Arabians have the right to be Arabians, and the Jews have the right to be Jews, so do white people have the right to be white and demand that people accept the fact that our civilization is based on the premise that God is love.
Fathers, which were white men, that left it for their progeny, which is me and you. You know, this is the white people's land. Once you have no place to stand, you have no place to stand. You stand on the dirt. When God gave Abraham the promise, he gave him a promise of land. He didn't give him a promise of eternal life, heaven, and streets of gold, and a mansion and shit. God gave Abraham a promise of land. Dirt. Do you hear me? We have dirt right here where we live. You better protect your dirt or you're fucked. You understand me? If you don't protect the dirt where you stand and where you raise your children and keep them safe, you're fucked. I don't give a shit who it is that comes and infringes on my land. I want to kill a son of bitches. And the nigger and the Jew has outlived his fucking usefulness. And he ain't going to fuck us over anymore. Do you understand me? If it's not me, it'll be my son or his son. That will absolutely destroy the Jew or make him leave. And the nigger. The nigger will be gone or he will fucking... We've had all the nigger and the Jew we need. We don't need no niggers. We don't need no Jews. 87% of the crime is committed by about 2% of the fucking population, and that's the fucking nigger. And the nigger don't have enough brains to fuck us over. He's being guided by the goddamn kikes. The nigger is being guided by the fucking kike to fuck you Christians over and hang you on the cross with Jesus like the Jews hung him on the cross to start with. The Jewish religion is a fucking crock of shit. And Islam is a crock of shit. Jesus is God. Jesus is still alive today in men's hearts because he lives. Jesus comes to people like me and fills us full of himself and directs our path. That's why Jesus and Christianity rules the planet. And the goddamn Islamics have never done a goddamn thing for the planet except keeping people toothless and their fucking women in burqas and their fucking daughters not knowing how to read and their sons knocking their heads against rocks and living their whole life to strap a goddamn bomb against their body and kill somebody that's not an Islamic. Fuck the son of a bitch. We're Christians. We try to help these people. And the goddamn Arabs don't give a fuck. They're strapping bombs to their body to kill us. And we're trying to help them. Fuck them. Blow that goddamn cube off of Mecca and show them that Allah can't even fucking touch Jehovah's dick. You understand me? Allah, you fucking crock of shit all-knowing motherfucker. Come see me, asshole. I'll stick my thumb up your ass on webcam right here and show the whole world how I bitch slapped you, Allah, and make you fucking be a punk and spin like a brittle stick, you stupid cocksucker. Allah, do you know how we're gonna show the world that you ain't shit? We're gonna kill you, you dipshit. If it's not within the next 4 years, it'll be the next 8, my son or somebody's gonna come to power, and we're gonna use the atomic bomb, and we're gonna blow your fucking cube out of Mecca and blow to Mars. And all your goddamn goat fuckers and all your niggers can follow your fucking Islam fucking Allah ass to Mars. Why do niggers vote goddamn Democrat? Because they give him money. Why do niggers believe in Allah? Because the Christian people that are really the children of God know that the nigger should not be in a pew next to you at church because he's an animal, motherfucker. So what's he going to do? He's either going to goddamn fucking rebel or accept Allah. I don't hate you, nigger, but you ain't me, you stupid cocksucker. Jesus might love you, but if you think he's going to put you next to me in heaven, that ain't gonna fucking happen, you shit-skinned nigger bastard. Jesus, God put you in Africa when Ham fucked his own mother and made the first nigger. You were more nigger than the goddamn niggers that God destroyed the goddamn flood. And you fucking Jew cocksuckers that stole the inheritance from you, Jacob. Jacob, Isaac thought he was blessing Esau. He was blind. And Jacob put fur on his fucking arms, cooked a goddamn chicken shit stew, and his mother helped him deceive Isaac to pass the blessing on from Abraham and God to the wrong man. It was to Jacob, the liar, the deceiver, the fucking, what does Jacob mean? Grabber, deceiver, liar. Esau was the firstborn. Esau is my forefather. Jacob is a fucking thief and a fucking kike Jew cocksucker. Do you understand me? And the world is going to know that soon because God has put it on me and I'm putting it on you. Yeah, I'm a Christian and Jesus Christ saved my soul. And Jesus Christ told me to tell the world that the Jew hung Jesus on the cross. And the first sermon Jesus ever preached was in Luke, if you read it. Okay? Read the first sermon that Jesus ever preached in Luke after he wrestled with the devil in the wilderness. He went back to Nazareth and read the book. And he told all the people in the synagogue there. He said there were many, many, many widows starving in Israel. And God did not help one single one of them, but gave his blessing to Elijah to a Samaritan woman that was not a Jew. And he said in Elisha's time, there were many, many Jews dying of leprosy. And God did not heal any of them, but healed Naaman, a general of an army that was against the Jews. And the Jews rose up and grabbed him and wanted to cast him out of the back of the synagogue and throw him to his death in a ravine. And he escaped. That was the first sermon that Jesus ever preached, was that the Jews ain't jack shit. Jacob was a fucking lying, thieving motherfucker. David, fucked a woman, had 340 wives and 600 concubines, and fucked a soldier's wife. Brought the soldier home and said, fuck your wife. And he said, I'm not going to fuck my wife. My men are dying on the battlefield, and I'm going to sleep on the porch. So because David knew he had fucked the guy's wife, I wanted to cover his ass like Eve covered her ass by fucking Adam. Went after she fucked a fucking animal at the tree. David said, okay, fine. You're not going to fuck her. We're going to have you killed. He had He had him put to the front of the lines and had everybody pull back and let him get killed. This is David the Jew. Fuck. The fucking Bible is great. It's the Word of God. But if you read it right, then you know that the Jews have sold you a crock of shit. The Jews get $57 million a day of our money. God told Abraham that he was blessed. You hear me? Abraham passed that on to Isaac. Isaac passed it on to Esau. But Esau wasn't there. It was Jacob, disguised as Esau. He even said, I bless you, Esau. Are you, you know, if you read the Bible, you'll know that the goddamn kite Jacob stole the blessing from Esau, the rightful heir. He did. The Jews are the enemy of God and man. Read Revelations 3:9 or 2:9. You are not the children of God. You're the children of Satan. I'm telling you right now, man. Jesus Christ cursed the fucking kikes. I don't have anything against anybody. But I know where I live. And before you kikes and you niggers come get me, I'm going to kill you, motherfuckers. You understand me? And I'm going to teach people out there to kill you before you get to my driveway. You kike bastards. You nigger motherfuckers. Niggers are not human. You understand me? Niggers ain't human. And the goddamn Democrats and the fucking Jews are trying to tell your wives and your daughters that the nigger is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And they are not. They're not even human. They're the result of Ham fucking his own mother when Noah was drunk. And that's the God's truth. Read the Bible, you stupid bastards. I read it. I read it 6 times. You listen to the priest that fucks little boys up the ass. Or you listen to Jen and Paul Krause that have purple hair and want $40 a month so they can put another satellite dish in Peru. While the Christian religion, the gospel of God, goes backwards and Allah is growing. Why? Because you fucking ignorant goddamn sheep in America are saying, let's have marriage of men. You hear me? Black people are very peaceful people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, black people are very... That's why less than 2% of the population is committing 63% of the violent crime, because black people are peaceful, you stupid bitch. I don't have anything against black people. God didn't have anything against them. But he tried to destroy the son of a bitches off the planet with the flood. And they escaped through the womb of Noah's wife. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God for AIDS and Ebola. Praise God above, ye heavenly host, and praise God for having the balls to kill niggers before they reach a breeding age of 9 years old, the most. You goddamn warm, fuzzy Christian bastards. God loves you, you stupid bastards. And you're sitting here running around the world saying, red and yellow, black and white, they are pretty. You stupid bastards think it's a fucking scripture. Because you never even picked up the Bible, you dumbasses. You paid money for some preacher to take care of your religious business. Storm's good. In Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. You understand me? And the Word dwelt amongst us, and we esteemed him not. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ was the only body God ever had. He was Adam. Jesus and Adam had the same DNA. You people don't read the Bible. You don't understand jack shit. Nothing. You listen to what your mother and your father told you from religion. Whether it's Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, or whatever, you don't know anything. I know the truth. I've read it. This is not easy. It's like, listen, Ezekiel had to eat a goddamn scroll, and it hurt him. It It upset his stomach and killed him. It tasted sweet at first, then it really doubled him over, gave him an ulcer. But God gave Ezekiel the truth. God gave me the truth. It's not easy for me to live with this shit. It's hard. But I promise you right now, I'm telling you people the truth. Room 3 needs to be the room that spreads the word through the world that Jesus Christ loves you, he died for you, you can live great, live not great.
And identify the male plants in the...
If you smell something funny when you walk down the street, you're in Coontown. You look and see garbage all over the street, you're in Coontown. Up and down the street there ain't nothing but trash. Nigger girls trying to get a nigger boy cash. Then you even see a spook with a big mustache in Coontown. On the corner there's a nigger with a drink in his hand, that's Coontown. Trying to bum a nickel from whoever he can in Coontown. Surprise, you can make a bet. If you go back tomorrow, he'll be there yet. He's trying to get drunk, and drunk he's gonna get in Coontown.
It's not just a question of religion, it's a question of culture and traditions. The crush scenes have been traditionally part of the American culture, just like apple pie and white picket fences, and there's nothing wrong with it. It shouldn't be seen as religious oppression to allow a people to have their traditional values demonstrated in cute little scenes where kids dress up like angels and talk about Jesus. This is a Christian country. We haven't established Christianity as our religion, but we are nevertheless we have a Christian majority. When the Supreme Court of Alabama insisted on removing our traditional symbol of what we believe in as a people, they established a new religion, which really is in direct violation of the First Amendment. The state has no right to impose or establish a non-religion. They are not allowed to establish atheism as the new religion. They're not allowed to establish multiculturalism and diversity as the new religion. But that's what we're seeing taking place. This religion of multiculturalism is so oppressive that if anyone speaks against it, they lose their jobs, they are persecuted in the country, they are threatened with being put in institutions for the insane because they obviously don't love people enough if they don't agree that all cultures are equally the same, all cultures are equally valuable. The castles, museums, and churches in Europe are no better, according to this religion, than the mud huts in South Africa. And anybody who says anything to the contrary is severely punished today, just as someone who used to say that the world was round lost his life in a few hundred years ago. I think Galileo, in fact, was executed for saying that the world was round, when everyone knew it was round. But because it was a religious doctrine that the world was flat, you weren't allowed to say it was round. This is the very religious oppression that our founding fathers wanted to rescue us from, but this is the religious oppression that we're suffering now, partly because these Supreme Courts are saying we are going to establish our religion by kicking your symbols and traditions out. So you remove your Ten Commandments, you stop opening your city councils with prayers, we're going to fire you if you say the name of Jesus on a high school, because we are here now, and we have our religion. That is why the judge had to stand up against this improper law and say, no, you will not establish your religion of atheism and multiculturalism in my state. Because I've taken an oath on the Bible to uphold the Constitution as envisioned by the Founding Fathers, and that means you multiculturalists, you atheists, are not allowed to take over. It's not true that our judges have consistently voted against the Ten Commandments or Christianity. What is true is that every court session, I believe this is true in the Supreme Court today, opens with a Christian prayer. That's what is traditionally been accepted in this country. We are a Christian country. Yes, we accept other religions because as Christians, we believe in loving all people, not just Christians. So we have invited other people into the country and let them know that they're free to practice their religion in this country, in exchange for which these religions have apparently banded together to drive our religion out of our country. That's not very polite. We have the right to our traditions, our identity, our racial cohesiveness, and our religion without having to fear people coming into our country and turning us upside down. That is what the Founding Fathers envisioned for us, that we would be a merciful, loving, Christian country. It was never envisioned that we would open ourselves up for a takeover.
Fathers, which were white men, that left it for their progeny, which is me and you. You know, this is the white people's land. I've got your diversity hanging right here between my legs, you stupid son of a bitch. Once you have no place to stand, you have no place to stand. You stand on the dirt. When God gave Abraham the promise, he gave him a promise of land. He didn't give him a promise of eternal life, heaven and streets of gold and a mansion and shit. God gave Abraham a promise of land. Dirt. Do you hear me? We have dirt right here where we live. You better protect your dirt, you stupid bastards. Or you're fucked. You understand me? If you don't protect the dirt where you stand and where you raise your children and keep them safe, you're fucked. I don't give a shit who it is that comes and infringes on my land. I want to kill a son of bitches. You understand me? And the nigger and the Jew has outlived his fucking usefulness, and he ain't going to fuck us over anymore. Do you understand me? If it's not me, it'll be my son or his son. That will absolutely destroy the Jew or make him leave. And the nigger. The nigger will be gone or he will fucking be killed. Do you understand me? We've had all the nigger and the Jew we need. We don't need no niggers. We don't need no Jews. 87% of the crime is committed by about 2% of the fucking population. And that's the fucking nigger. And the nigger don't have enough brains to fuck us over. He's being guided by the goddamn kikes. The nigger is being guided by the fucking kike to fuck you Christians over and hang you on the cross with Jesus like the Jews hung him on the cross to start with. Do you hear me? How in the fuck could anybody be a goddamn Jew or an Islamic? Do you understand me? The Jewish religion is a fucking crock of shit. And Islam is a crock of shit. Jesus is God. Jesus is still alive today in men's hearts because he lives. Jesus comes to people like me and fills us full of himself and directs our path. That's why Jesus and Christianity rules the planet. And the goddamn Islamics have never done a goddamn thing for the planet except keeping people toothless and their fucking women in burqas and their fucking daughters not knowing how to read and their sons knocking their heads against rocks and living their whole life to strap a goddamn bomb against their body and kill somebody that's not an Islamic. Fuck the son of it. We're Christians. We try to help these people. And the goddamn Arabs don't give a fuck. They're strapping bombs to their body to kill us. And we're trying to help them. Fuck them! Blow that goddamn cube off of Mecca and show them that Allah can't even fucking touch Jehovah's dick. You understand me? Allah, you fucking crock of shit all-knowing motherfucker. Come see me, asshole. I'll stick my thumb up your ass on webcam right here and show the whole world how I bitch-slapped you, Allah, and made you fucking be a punk and spin like a brittle and stick, you stupid cocksucker. Allah, do you know how we're going to show the world that you ain't shit? We're going to kill you, you dipshit. If it's not within the next 4 years, in the next 8, my son or somebody's going to come to power, and we're going to use the atomic bomb, and we're going to blow your fucking cube out of Mecca and blow it to Mars. And all your goddamn goat fuckers and all your niggers can follow your fucking Islam fucking Allah ass to Mars. Why do niggers vote goddamn Democrat? Because they give them money. Why do niggers believe in Allah? Because the Christian people that are really the children of God know that the nigger should not be in a pew next to you at church because he's an animal, motherfucker. So what's he going to do? He's either going to goddamn fucking rebel or accept Allah. I don't hate you, nigger, but you ain't me, you stupid cocksucker. Jesus might love you, but if you think he's going to put you next to me in heaven, that ain't going to fucking happen, you shit-skinned nigger bastard. Jesus, God put you in Africa when Ham fucked his own mother and made the first nigger. You were more nigger than the goddamn niggers that God destroyed the goddamn flood. And you fucking Jew cocksuckers that stole the inheritance from you, Jacob. Jacob, Isaac thought he was blessing Esau. He was blind. And Jacob put fur on his fucking arms, cooked the goddamn chicken shit stew, and his mother helped him deceive Isaac to pass the blessing on from Abraham and God to the wrong man. It was to Jacob. The liar, the deceiver, the fucking, what does Jacob mean? Grabber, deceiver, liar. Esau was the firstborn. Esau is my forefather. Jacob is a fucking thief and a fucking kike, Jew, cocksucker. Do you understand me? And the world is going to know that soon because God has put it on me and I'm putting it on you. Yeah, I'm a Christian. And Jesus Christ saved my soul. And Jesus Christ told me to tell the world that the Jew hung Jesus on the cross. And the first sermon Jesus ever preached was in Luke, if you read it. Okay? Read the first sermon that Jesus ever preached in Luke after he wrestled with the devil in the wilderness. He went back to Nazareth and read the book. And he told all the people in the synagogue there. He said there were many, many, many widows starving in Israel. And God did not help one single one of them, but gave his blessing to Elijah to a Samaritan woman that was not a Jew. And he said in Elisha's time, there were many, many Jews dying of leprosy. And God did not heal any of them, but healed Naaman, a general of an army that was against the Jews. And the Jews rose up and grabbed him and wanted to cast him out of the back of the synagogue and throw him to his death in a ravine. And he escaped. That was the first sermon that Jesus ever preached, was that the Jews ain't jack shit. Jacob was a fucking lion, thieving motherfucker. David, fuck the woman, had 340 wives and 600 concubines, and fucked a soldier's wife. Brought the soldier home and said, fuck your wife. And he said, I'm not going to fuck my wife. My men are dying on the battlefield, and I'm going to sleep on the porch. So because David knew he had fucked the guy's wife, I wanted to cover his ass like Eve covered her ass by fucking Adam, went after she fucked the fucking animal at the tree. David said, okay, fine. You're not going to fuck her. We're going to have you killed. He had him put to the front of the lines and had everybody pull back and let him get killed. This is David the Jew. The fucking Bible is great. It's the Word of God. But if you read it right, then you know that the Jews have sold you a crock of shit. The Jews get $57 million a day of our money. God told Abraham that he was blessed. You hear me? Abraham passed that on to Isaac. Isaac passed it on to Esau. But Esau wasn't there. It was Jacob, disguised as Esau. He even said, I bless you, Esau. Are you, you know, if you read the Bible, you'll know that the goddamn kite Jacob stole the blessing from Esau, the rightful heir. He did. The Jews are the enemy of God and man. Read Revelations 3:9 or 2:9. You are not the children of God. You're the children of Satan. I'm telling you right now, man. Jesus Christ cursed the fucking kikes. I don't have anything against anybody. But I know where I live. And before you kikes and you niggers come get me, I'm going to kill you, motherfuckers. You understand me? And I'm going to teach people out there to kill you before you get to my driveway. You kike bastards. You nigger motherfuckers. Niggers are not human. Do you understand me? Niggers ain't human. And the goddamn Democrats and the fucking Jews are trying to tell your wives and your daughters that the nigger's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And they are not. They're not even human. They're the result of Ham fucking his own mother when Noah was drunk. And that's the God's truth. Read the Bible, you stupid bastards. I read it 6 times. You listen to the priest that fucks little boys up the ass. Or you listen to Jen and Paul Krause that have purple hair and want $40 a month so they can put another satellite dish in Peru. While the Christian religion, the gospel of God, goes backwards and Allah is growing. Why? Because you fucking ignorant goddamn sheep in America are saying, let's have marriage of men. You hear me? Black people are very peaceful people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, black people are very... That's why less than 2% of the population is committing 63% of the violent crime, because black people are peaceful, you stupid bitch. I don't have anything against black people. God didn't have anything against them. But he tried to destroy the son of a bitches off the planet with the flood. And they escaped through the womb of Noah's wife. Praise. praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God for AIDS and Ebola. Praise God above, ye heavenly host, and praise God for having the balls to kill niggers before they reach a breeding age of 9 years old, the most. You goddamn warm, fuzzy Christian bastards. God loves you, you stupid bastards. And you're sitting here running around the world saying, red and yellow, black and white, they are pretty. You stupid bastards think it's a fucking scripture. Because you never even picked up the Bible, you dumbasses. You paid money for some preacher to take care of your religious business. Storm's good. In Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You understand me? And the Word dwelt amongst us, and we esteemed him not. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ was the only body God ever had. He was Adam. Jesus and Adam had the same DNA. You people don't read the Bible. You don't understand jack shit. Nothing. You listen to what your mother and your father told you from religion, whether it's Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, or whatever. You don't know anything. I know the truth. I've read it. This is not easy. It's like, listen, Ezekiel had to eat a goddamn scroll, and it hurt him. It upset his stomach. It killed him. It tasted sweet at first. Then it really doubled him over, gave him an ulcer. But God gave Ezekiel the truth. God gave me the truth. It's not easy for me to live with this shit. It's hard. But I promise you right now, I'm telling you people the truth. Room 3 needs to be the room that spreads the word through the world that Jesus Christ loves you, he died for you, you can live great, live not great.
And identify the male plants in the...
Well, lately niggas are running their mouths, saying they're gonna take over the South. Jigaboo, here's to you, if you can. Right, man, call Dixie Land. We'll never be free to a nigger in the NAACP. Stay away, stay away, stay away from Dixie Land. Cause we're proud of our Dixie. Hooray, hooray. We'll fight again this time. We'll win, we've lived, we'll die in Dixie. Stay away, stay away. You don't belong in Dixie. Stay away. Stay away, you don't belong in Dixie. In the Civil War, a lot of men died. That's not enough, they ain't satisfied. They integrate, demonstrate, shout and sing for Mr. King. But Mr. King isn't gonna lose out when the northern states unite with the South. Watch the fun when it's done, cause they'll run from Dixieland. Cause we're proud of our Dixie. Hooray, hooray. We'll fight again this time. We'll win, we've lived, we'll die in Dixie. Stay away, stay away. You don't belong in Dixie. Stay away, stay away. You don't belong in Dixie. They build black power in Alabama, even demonstrating in Louisiana. What a shame. To blame, cause they came to Dixieland. Up in the north, big trouble they brewed in Chicago town and Cicero too. Let's unite, Yankee land. Come on, fight with Dixieland. Cause we're proud of our Dixie. Hooray, hooray. We'll fight again this time. We'll win, we've lived, we'll die in Dixie. Stay away, stay away. You don't belong.
That's all for tonight, folks. Thanks for listening to the Hola Hoax. See you next week, same time, same station. And don't forget to support the Hal Turner Radio Network. Thanks again, and goodbye.